Returned. As always, I am Lucas.
I'm Chanel.
Yep. That's right. She is Chanel.
I am, and I'm here.
Thank goodness. So it's been, what, a month or so since we finally got our asses back on the mics and decided to attempt to entertain?
Yes, according to your timeline, it's been almost a month. I don't recall time frames, but it's worked.
Well, not like a track, but our last recording session was on February 6th.
So, well, you are Mr. Technicality, so whatever you say works for me, so I'm okay.
Exactly.
With that. Okay.
But for the beginning of this episode, we do have someone with us. You may know him as the man who kicked my ass on my previous podcast in the Horror Trivia Challenge. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Cinebite Dave.
How's it going? Actually, I'm just going by David these days.
Okay, Dave.
That's quite
all right. Mr. Dave. It's going well. How are you doing these days?
Not bad, not bad. Got back into the podcasting game a little bit after you did.
Excellent. And hopefully you will all be hearing a lot more of Dave, not only on his own podcast, but also this show. Me and Chanel were talking the other day about how can we get him involved, because I know he was interested in jumping on for a few episodes or so. And since, you know, we did have a podcast which never made the light of air.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Oh, it's also my fault. It's not like I pushed you to get it done. Not to mention we never came up with an actual title.
Yeah, there was that.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do, though.
Yes.
Yes.
That stopped us from doing it for, what, like 2 months?
Yes.
We're like, we want a podcast, but what do we call us?
Mm-hmm.
But in our previous podcasting incarnation, Dave and I did sit around and shoot the shit on wrestling. Something that is a mutually liked, I guess, sport, if you want to call that, or just entertainment,
yeah.
Genre. So, what we thought we would do was since they basically do it once a month, WWE has their annual pay-per-views, we thought we'd get Dave on and discuss the upcoming matches, as well as make our predictions, which I think is going to be the most interesting with Miss Chanel there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know. Since
just
while
because I love John Cena and you don't, that's not my problem. I know. Now I'm going to have two of you against me. I don't think this segment should happen now. Nope.
It's okay. It's okay. Uh-oh. It's just that you're going to be always wrong, and I will always be right.
Excuse me. No, the one who's naturally dead wrong on this podcast all the time is Lucas.
Okay, that's true.
That's very true.
So
and
you need to be in his group.
Well, so that wasn't the only reason, but for the simple fact that, unfortunately, unless we're able to find some way to get you taped or something, you aren't able to follow along as well as we are.
Well, yeah, you want me to watch YouTube wrestling, and I don't really like to watch it that way. I don't like the choppiness, but I guess I'll have to start watching it on YouTube the day after it airs.
Well, either that, or we'll just pick out some portions that may be something you may enjoy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, I'm one of those people, though, that I just like those people, and I follow them even when they turn evil, and then they go back to good, and then they go back to evil, and then they go back to good. I kind of like them, I just stay with them. So, probably predict just off who I like already.
And I guess I should ask you, what do you think of R-Truth, Dave? Is he good or bad? I'm confused at this point.
I'm still confused. I know I'm enjoying him. I think he's a riot, but I don't know. I think they're trying to push him as a face, but...
Yeah. He went from a face to a heel to a face in the span of, like, 6 months.
Yeah, and I think that the heel gimmick was... It got him over to the point where they're like, well, shit, we can't really keep pushing him as a heel because the fans think it's hilarious, so let's just push him as a face, so...
Right. I don't know. I just also think that was the only way they'd ever be able to team him with The Miz also, so...
Yeah. And what the hell happened to Miz? Jesus Christ, a year ago he was headlining WrestleMania, and now he's fucking basically falling on the face of the earth.
The problem with The Miz is he doesn't evolve. He's been the exact same character ever since maybe 5 months after he was, you know... only on the show announcing people coming out to the ring.
That's true.
It was like 3 years ago. But he hasn't evolved at all. He got his little catchphrases. He's learned that he thinks it's cool to turn the W on the microphone upside down because he's so wicked cool. I don't know. Very odd.
It's really disappointing. I really was hoping that he was going to go somewhere with this and he could actually keep building, but I don't know. I think the Rock Cena thing kind of killed any steam that he had.
Well, I don't know. It's actually becoming an awesome lineup for this year as far as Rock Cena, Triple H versus Undertaker Part 2. Then Cena CM Punk versus... Jericho.
I am looking forward to Jericho Punk. I'm looking forward to Miz and Bryan. I'm on the fence about Triple H Undertaker because I really don't want to see that match again.
I just can't wait for it just for the simple fact that Shawn Michaels is going to be the referee.
There is that. So I'm expecting some shenanigans. So.
Oh yeah.
It'll at least be an interesting.
I have a feeling it's going to be against Triple H.
Definitely. There's no way they're gonna have Taker lose at 20.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just a little bit of a glimpse of what you will hopefully be able to hear once a month. And then that's basically, give the update of where everything is and give our predictions to all the matches. So
then we'll figure out who the winner is after the matches happen, because it will be based on a point system.
Yep.
So it's
not only that, this has got to carry on throughout the entire year and beyond.
And beyond.
And we will have our own little championships. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yep. We're clearly only severely competitive when it comes to WWE.
Apparently.
Apparently, yes. Know.
So, we will definitely see you back here somewhere around the March 26th, 27th area to discuss WrestleMania 28 that is upcoming.
Yep.
And but before we let you go, I want to let everyone know a little bit about your podcast that you started up a little bit and have actually overtaken us on the number of episodes, sir.
I did. I did that just this weekend. The show is called Devour the Podcast. It is the official podcast of my review blog, Devour the Blog. Unfortunately, because of the way I'm uploading shows, because I'm not using Podomatic anymore, if you go to iTunes, you have to search Devour the Blog as one word, and that'll bring up the show. But it comes out every Saturday, and every week it is a straight-to-video or... an instant queue selection, something random I find on Netflix, typically something bad. This week I'm going to probably watch Orca the Killer Whale, and a feature presentation, which is usually something I've either got in my collection or something I've decided to watch. And unfortunately, I've put myself into a corner because I said I would do the Paranormal Activity trilogy, and now I have to watch the second one, and I really don't want to watch it.
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, I am too, but I figure maybe I'll get drunk and watch it. It's a little bit easier.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate having you on, and look forward
to
hearing you in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
and everybody go check out Devour the blog, and then check out his podcast as well.
Yep.
So until then, we will catch you later, Mr. David.
Later. Have a good show.
Thanks, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Now it is that just us.
I think we're alone now.
Except for they probably hear all the stuff in the background with Ty crinkling that bottle, but it's giving him to leave me alone.
Hey, you got to do whatever you can to make that happen.
Oh my
Trust
God.
Me, I know.
So we need to talk about what's happened since we last recorded.
Well, I guess first things first, I enjoyed her too, but more important to you is your thoughts on the passing of Whitney Houston.
It's sad. I mean, it's always sad when somebody passes away, and I mean, she was so talented, and, you know, the last couple of years of her life seemed so tragic, and that's so upsetting, you know?
Right.
And I mean, I loved her. I mean, you know, straight out, my ultimate all-time favorite movie is The Bodyguard.
This is true.
I love that movie. I love that song, I Will Always Love You. Oh, then I watched...
I think that was the saddest part,
mm-hmm.
is that in the past, like, year or so, you'd hear all these different clips on, you know, radio shows and whatnot about how she... Well, not that it's a surprise, that she simply can't hit the notes anymore. And yet
no.
She still tried and unfortunately failed horribly. And while it's not going to be what everybody remembers her as, it's a really bad way to go out, or a sad way to go out.
Well, and I mean, and the truth is that, you know, there's been, you know, drug use, which also messes with her voice. But, you know,
right.
even over time... I'm sure her voice would have changed, you know, somewhat. I just, you know, we all know that if she would have taken better care of herself, one, she would still be here, but two, she'd
right.
have been able to hit those high notes, and she really just wasn't able to reinvent herself
yes.
to suit the voice that she ended up with or had in the end, because she still had a good voice.
Right.
I mean, that was the one thing that Whitney, she just couldn't hit those incredible high notes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. I mean, and of course, the thing that makes me the most angry anytime somebody who's truly talented passes away is that you see, especially in our society in America, with the consumer, you know, the way the consumer society works is that this, you know, her best hits album on iTunes was originally like, I think it was like something like $7.99. And right after she passed, then that, you know, like 2 hours after it was reported, it jumped to $14.99. So we doubled
right.
the price of the CD, and that we, you know, that these companies make all this money off
oh,
these
yeah.
people who die. And it's not that they give to their foundations. They just line their pockets.
Oh,
and I
course.
Feel like that's just gross and obscene, and that, you know, we should be able to remember people for their great talent and what they did and not make money off of it. But granted, they're an entertainer. I understand that, you know, they're an entertainer and it's out there.
Right. I mean, you just take the examples. Let's just put four of them together. Let's just take Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Tupac, and Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
They made so much money off all four of those artists after they were dead, more so than they ever did when they were alive. And I don't know. I mean... It's one of those things where, yeah, you can blame them, especially for, like you were saying, for kind of the price gouging of the
yeah.
that whole aspect of it. But it's also our society as far as, oh, yeah, that was very sad that those people passed. And, you know, I've got a couple songs, but now I want the whole album. When it's like, well, if you really liked them, why didn't you already have it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and it's just sad because what we're, you know, what we show and what we say to people is that sometimes you're worth more dead than alive.
Oh, most definitely.
And, you know, that's what's so sad. I mean, that's why so many, you know, like with the Columbine shooters, you know, they killed themselves because then they, you know, were somewhat worth dead more than alive because Meatpool knew who they were. They became famous that way overnight, but we created that through our society.
Well, I think that's also the whole martyr deal.
It is, but I mean,
and all that.
But when it comes to it, I mean, when you get the sensationalism that comes from an entertainer who dies, and the fact that, you know, some of these people are able to twist that in their minds, because I don't think it's healthy to think, oh, you know, if I do this, whatever, but that it can turn into knowing that these people are glorified in their death, maybe I will be too.
Right. I don't know, it's crazy deal.
It's crazy, and, you know, it's sad, and, you know, I think that what makes, you know, at least with Whitney, I mean, granted, like most people know, I don't have normal television, I don't know any of the newscast or what people said, but that, you know, I just really hope that it was positive, because when I had television with Michael Jackson, when he died, I feel like, yes, we all do bad things in our lives, and maybe these people more than others, but at the end of the day, I mean, people loved them, whether it was just their families or a bunch of fans. And I feel like once somebody passes, why wouldn't you want to remember the good things about them?
Oh, I agree.
So I hope but that was taken that way.
On that same thought, though, not that I don't agree with you that once somebody passes that you should think more of the you know, good things about their life, but I do also find it fascinating how much better, in air quotes here, people are thought of immediately after they die.
They are, because it takes about 5 to 10 minutes, you know, not 5 to 10 minutes, 5 to 10 years before people actually come out with the nitty gritty documentaries and stories that cover what actually happened when they were alive, because more people are willing to talk about the actual events because the people aren't around anymore.
That's true. But I don't know, it's just this whole thing about, like, right after death, people all of a sudden become put on a pedestal.
Yeah. Which, no, I don't mean, you know, and I understand that. Well, and I don't think that it should be that way. I just think that, you know, when it comes to sensationalism, that, you know, it's a huge news story, but do you have to keep giving coverage to it over and over and over and over and over again before it becomes too much or redundant, you know?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
And that's what puts them on the pedestal, because they keep coming out with, oh, another good thing about so-and-so. Oh, another good thing about so-and-so. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk about it, say it's sad, and move on.
Agreed. So what else happened? Valentine's Day. Yes.
I won tickets to a concert.
That's right. Tell everybody about the concert you didn't drag me to. You kindly asked me to go, and I kindly showed up into that cold-ass weather.
Yes, but you're trying to make claims that, you know, now that you were dragged and it was horrible.
Never. I would never make such a claim.
So there's a local AM radio station. It's WMBG, 740 AM, right?
WMBG represent.
Which, by the way, if you ever come to Williamsburg, it'll give you, like, local, like, restaurants and, like, places. But it doesn't play any music past 1960. Unless it was unless it was in a Walt Disney movie. And they claim that it is the best music ever recorded. It'll make you want to shoot yourselves on Saturday when they play 3 hours of Frank Sinatra. And one of my employees loves this radio station. And we were listening to it, of course, during, I think, the 3 hours of Frank Sinatra. Because how can it be Saturday without Frank? I don't know.
That's right.
And I got the clerk who loves us so much, Bob, to tell me what the largest nerve in the body was. It's the sciatic nerve, by the way. I called in and I won tickets.
Yes.
To the Robert Hodge Show. He works at, or performs at, I should say, the Williamsburg Inn here in Williamsburg. And he's recorded and he's played all over these places, which, by the way, none of this information I knew when I won these tickets. But he was at the Kimball Theater for A Night of Love. And it was very roses and cheeky and very cliche. And I loved every minute of it.
Yes, he did.
Piano music, and he sang, and sometimes he didn't, and you look like you were about to fall asleep half the time, but I thought it was wonderful.
Just because I couldn't feel my arm does not mean I was going to fall asleep. Just because my arm turned to ice does not mean I was going to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that damn not being able to put the oak tree back into the acorn. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, he did have some crazy sayings.
Yes.
And some interesting stories. He did cover a wider range of love. We were like one of, what, seven young people there, you know, 20 and below. There was only about...
Let's not count the crazy kid who looked like he was having a seizure across the row.
No.
Or across the room, jumping up and down and then just shaking.
Well, he was dancing. During,
well,
don't judge the white boy dancing, white boy. You are not a measure of danceability.
You must not remember my crazy dancing, my high school breakout dancing. I was quite the spiffy dancer.
Yet again, white boy cannot judge the ability. I remember your dancing. I also remember your slow dancing.
This is true.
That was, of course, the generic slow dancing that everybody else did.
Naturally. It's not like I would just break out like the Charleston or something. Not that that's a slow dance.
No.
I thought I would name a dance. And...
You picked that one. You should have picked the waltz.
Yes, there you go.
Look, that would have been clever and catchy and quick, but no, white boy, ability to dance.
Actually,
he did not come up with the waltz.
No.
No, so that happened.
But yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, I can't complain. It was one of those shows, any man out there listening, that would, you just grin and bear it. That's horrible.
I remember,
but,
though.
Huh?
Intermission, I believe that you said that it was a card. And I was like, it was a card? And you said, yes, you know, it's that thing that you do that later on when there's something I don't want to do.
Oh, yes.
There's this card
you
can play that says, oh, remember when I went to that Robert Hodge Valentine's Day show with you?
Exactly.
And I think you put... a time limit on this card. Does it expire in, what, like 5 years, I think was what you said?
Well, I just said it can only be used once, and it shouldn't be held over your head. I wouldn't even put it over 6 months to a year.
I just think it's interesting.
That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely before next Valentine's Day.
A year.
Right.
So, yeah, you gave
it
a year expiration, not 5 years. Granted, I feel like in about 5 years, there's going to be something that I'm like, no, Lucas, I just don't want to do that. And you're going to be like, I believe there was a Valentine's Day show I didn't really want to go to either.
But luckily, you've got this on recording. And you go, do you remember when you set the time limit at a year?
Exactly. I can be like, pull up episode 5. Episode 5.
I am helping you out.
Oh,
now you just got to remember episode 5. Or put it in the show notes somehow.
I'm a woman. I remember
episode 5. This makes a year-long promise.
Yep. Yep. Sure did. You locked yourself in.
It's quite all right. I'll find something.
I'm sure you will. It's got to be only, cannot be any, it has to be only equally as bad.
I'm okay with
that.
It
can't be worse. You can't pull the Robert Hodge card and then, like, make me do something horrible. I'm trying to remember, you know, think of, like, what, but, you know, I'm sure there's something.
I'm just trying to think. What are you thinking I'm about to pull
this out?
It's so horrible.
I don't know. I'm just letting you
know. Well, we shall see. And once I do pull that card out, we'll make sure to let everybody that is listening to this know what that card was used on.
Oh, I'm sure they're a captive now. You know, they're the captive audience in our love life, so that we can let them know what, you know, you pulled that card on. We should legitimately make you a card.
We should.
That you just carry around in your wallet.
The Robert Hodges card.
Take one of your business cards out of your little business card holder, flip it over, and make it the Robert Hodge card.
Call it the RH card.
And then, you know, you'll be like, Robert Hodge. And I'll be like, oh my god, did you buy us tickets for that? Because, you know.
No. In case I wanted to get another card.
No.
But yes, it was a night of love songs played on the piano. And then I still don't know why. I know the drummer wanted to come out and play, but seriously. And I know I only owned a drum set for like 2 months and then sold it. I could have played what he was playing.
I thought it was fun. Well, the guy was picking like hard, complicated drumming songs. I mean,
I understand, but it just seemed not needed. I don't know.
According to
maybe
one woman who was there, who was clapping along to everything and cheering, I think she thought it was great.
I think she was an RH groupie.
Probably.
Probably.
Most definitely.
You know what I might use that ticket on?
Oh, God.
Might make you go to a game of Ultimate Taser Ball with me.
No, don't make me go to that.
And this brings us to the next thing. Though it's not something that happened, it's something we kind of came upon through Let's Do Another Show.
You came upon.
Yes, I
came
on.
You came onto this and you made me watch the trailer.
Yes. Which everybody should watch.
It just basically horrible.
Basically, get this. I can't. How many men are on the field per team? Is it four
I
or
think
five?
It's four.
Okay.
I don't think there's any goalie.
No. Well, you don't need a goalie.
Well, no, you don't. But I'm just trying to, because it's like soccer on acid with this big ass ball.
Right. It's soccer with one of those huge like beach balls, but bigger.
But bigger. It's almost like, what, 5 feet tall?
It's pretty damn big. Yeah. It's like those, well, it's not exactly as big as, but it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen during shows or something like that where a car, they'll play soccer with cars.
Oh, yeah.
And they just keep driving this big ass ball, try to get it in the goal. Well, basically, it's four on each team. What looks like heavily steroided guys with mohawks or frohawks, if you will, running and trying to score in the other person's goal. However, once you get close to the other person's goal, they're able to taser you.
Yep.
Just sink that in. Do you really want to score that badly? Do you really want to play that
badly?
Well,
they can't score any other way.
Hey! Yeah, you're probably right.
You have to watch the trailer to know that that's true.
Yes, go to utblive.com and definitely watch the trailer. I think it's like over in Japan or something. There's like three or four teams right now, but they're trying to expand it, and I don't know. It's definitely interesting, definitely worth a watch, because it's definitely wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely not like an actual like athletic sport.
No.
It's more like you have to build up your endurance to be tased pretty much in.
I mean, what's practice? All right, stand in front of the guy in front of you and tase him.
Pretty much. I'm sure there's rules and like objectives of the games and things you can and can't do. Granted, I don't know why they would have that standard when you can tase someone, but you never know.
What happens when you foul someone?
Do you double
and
tase them?
What would be considered a foul? Do you pour water on them and then tase them?
I don't. Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand. Like, but you know, in order to make it a sport, they have to have rules.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have some kind of...
Yeah, I'm rules and standards or something.
Gotta be some kind of sportsmanship.
Please go watch the white honkies tase themselves. It's hilarious. Because there's some other ethnicities in there, but let's be honest, the white trash is what you watch for.
Most definitely.
I'm white. Alright, moving on, because that just makes, that makes me nauseous to think about that sport. Yeah.
Well, speaking of nauseous, I was just on a business trip and saw the most interesting thing ever.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, well, because I was testing out whether they actually had beer in regular stores, which I found out they don't, you kind of got a good liquor store. Well, I'm sure they have, like, Walmart or something. I didn't go to Walmart. I just went to a kind of backhole grocery store. Well, not even a grocery store. Like a Stop and Go, or whatever you want to call it. Now, when I was in Palm Springs, California, last week, Stop by, got me a bag of chips, because I was still on my mission to then, after getting the chips, go to Jack in the Box, grab me some awesome Jack in the Box food. I definitely recommend it for anybody who has a chance and never has eaten there. You must eat there. But don't worry about getting the curly fries. Seriously, they're Arby's. Curly fries equals Arby's. That's it. Don't even attempt it. It's not worth it. Stick with the regular fries, Jack in the Box. But, as we were, I go get my chips and bring them up to the counter. And what do I see right in front of the cash register? But in this, I guess, seafoam green box, and then this, like, turquoise box. That's one I should have got for you, but...
it's really quite okay.
Were sour cream and onion was one flavor. And what was the other? Salt and vinegar. Crickets. Soak that in, people.
Crickets.
Who the fuck is going to order salt and vinegar crickets?
Well, clearly you said they were sold out when you went back, so there are lots of people in Palm Beach who are going crazy over these crickets.
You gotta think, not only were there people, there were old people.
How are you belong?
Old people. In Palm Springs or Palm Desert, California, as I noted, that luckily was staying right with an Applebee's right next to our hotel, or my hotel, that it was packed on a Wednesday night. I had to wait 15 minutes to get a table for one. It was insane. Granted, and this I did forget to tell you, it was ladies' night.
Watch out, you could have had yourself a lady.
Yeah. I know you're jealous. Could have had myself a nice senior citizen.
You could have gotten that good discount. Uh-huh.
That's right.
And you would never complain about her driving the way you complain about mine.
I don't complain about your driving.
You just don't let me drive.
Well, it's the whole having to watch you clean out the car first.
I think you keep my car clean, and you used to have to clean out your car, too, mister.
Well, I just moved stuff. Okay.
Back to Palm Beach.
Yes. So, basically, I had to go there for a conference, an internet marketing conference. Hey. Pretty fun. I enjoyed myself, though travel was long. And interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I noted was every single one. Well, first off, I'm supposed to have 6 flights. I was supposed to go Charlottesville to Philadelphia, from Philadelphia to Phoenix, Phoenix to Palm Springs, Palm Springs to San Francisco, San Francisco to Washington, Washington back to Charlottesville. That's a lot of travel for only really being there 2.5 days. One thing I noted, though, is luckily every single flight I was on took a hell of a lot I mean, took a hell of a lot less time in flight than it was supposed to, which is always a plus.
Yes, yes. Has to do however, a lot with the wind and that kind of
stuff. That's true.
It is true.
Count.
Uh-huh. Yes. I felt like you were about to argue with me about that.
No.
Yes. You're like, it's true.
I know everything about air travel.
You know what? Bite me.
I'm kidding. Okay. but on my way back, like I said, supposed to go Palm Springs, San Francisco to Washington, blah, 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 blah. However, thanks to that lovely wind you're talking about, our plane was going to be late, well over an hour and a half late, which would have made both of my flights late. As far as me getting to, I would have gotten there late and not been able to make it from San Francisco to Washington.
Yeah.
Hence, not then being able to make it from Washington to Charlottesville.
Uh-huh.
So, luckily, I was able to get myself transferred on from United to American. And instead of taking three flights, only taking two, instead of leaving Palm Springs at 10:20 and making it back home at 11:30, I was able to leave at 1:30 and make it back at 10:30.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Just a small layover in Chicago. Must say, very impressed with the O'Hare International Airport. Had some mighty good-looking cuisine, even though I didn't have enough time to sit down and eat.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
It was because I was so hungry. I don't know.
Actually, when I was a flight attendant, it was one of my favorite places. They had a Greek restaurant in there that was owned by a Greek family. It wasn't a chain. Oh. It was delicious, yeah. They probably still do have it. I don't know. I say had because I've been through there a very long time.
Yeah. Well, what I was impressed was they had a Chili's,
mm-hmm.
and then, right next to my gate, they had Chili's 2. T-O-O.
Well, they wanted you to know there was more.
It was like a Chili's Express.
Oh, very nice.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a nice about 5 days, well, no, 4 days away from home. On business. Got a pretty nice hotel room. Nice big TV. Enjoyed that since I did nothing. Well, other than the 1.5 hours of gambling. Where I lost $60 and then $170 and then said, okay, let's not lose all this back. Let's go back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I disliked the most... Yet would have loved had it been a year ago. Is the fact that California casinos you could smoke everywhere.
Oh, not such an added benefit this time.
No, wasn't quite much benefit. It kind of makes me understand all you non-smokers out there, which now I am one of you, but. Mm-hmm. Understandable bullshit it. You put everybody through.
Well, good.
But it's okay.
Well, good.
Good. And that was my trip to California. Business class.
Yay.
So I guess, well, I don't know if we want to, but I'll break up my eventful ride home from your house. Probably 3 weeks ago. I'll break that up with a little bit of news. If you're ready.
Oh my god. Do you have a sound effect?
Are you ready?
I am. Hit me with a sound effect. I'm so excited.
Now, let me diminish the returns.
I
won't even do that.
Just play it.
I'll just play it. What the hell just happened?
It seems so much more violent than
we
are.
That's bad. Hold on.
This seems
I'm gonna try this again.
We're going into angry news.
The reason it sounded so violent is because it was so damn loud.
When I'm watching the news,
Let's try this again.
Back to take a look at the news.
That's a little bit better. The first time I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I kind of raped your ears there, and I apologize.
Oh, okay. So, well, my news is because I decided I'd like to let you start off with the news. And I'm going to be an activist at the same time with Lucas. I'm making us both be, you know, activists because we can spew a lot of bullshit all day long about how we don't like things or things need to change and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, Lucas and I don't do anything about that. No. We're changing this. I decided this today. And
not a damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still within the day. Don't minimize the fact
not today.
I'm making
you said this about an hour ago.
By just saying it was like an hour ago. So
this is true.
So I will continue. What people need to do, because I think this is very important.
I apologize.
Need to go to YouTube.
Continue.
Probably my most visited site on the internet, and they need to search Kony, K-O-N-Y, 2012. They need to watch the 30-minute-long video. You can watch all the responses that you want, that's fine, but make sure you watch the actual 30-minute video from Invisible Children. Yes. That is who uploaded it. It was very important that you watch this video all the way through, because one of the major points is that they are talking about Joseph Kony, who happens to be one of the major leaders of this guerrilla group in Africa. And of course, they're called Invisible Children because these children are taken from their families and made into either sex slaves if they're women, or soldiers if they're boys. And they're doing this to incredibly young children, and they've done it to over 30,000 children. And the fact that we're not doing anything about it, and our government has stepped in, has sent them military aid, and the fact that we help them and we give them some of our technology, but they don't have enough. And if more people don't know, especially in America, our government is going to pull their military forces from Uganda, and we can't do that. So if you watch this video, they send out kits, because Lucas and I are going to get a kit to be part of us being activists, and there's much more in the video, and the more we know, and the more we write our congressmen and women, the more we write our president, the more they know we'll care, so this won't die, that everything people've worked for won't just be diminished and go away, and he'll just continue to be free and continue to harm and abuse more children and terrify and scare more people, because we should be more concerned about the world around us and not just our immediate four walls and the people that we interact with on a daily basis. It's a much broader scheme of things.
Well, not only that, it also came down to the fact that as far as the country, as far as the government, for the most part, we tend to only throw our weight around into other countries.
And this proves that the more people that get involved, that if we as American citizens say, no, you need to help them, that we will help them. And it showed, and I think it's very important that it shows, just even with the 99% movement and all these other things that happen, is that we can prove to be more powerful than the money at the end of the day. And that's what we need to do, because right now, a lot of times, if it makes them profit, they go in. If it's legislation that people who hold the majority of the money want, that's what they do. And that's not how this should be. It should be more about humans and the quality of life for all humans across the world, not just here in America. And we have that ability to help them, and I think we should. That's my news after that weird intro.
Right,
but okay.
On. Agree 100%.
Your turn.
That's her news.
Oh, God.
It's okay. Now it's time to get weird on you. A new law will slap a curfew on the public display of cats and dogs, starting at 8 p.m. with Japan's new animal protection law, which begins June 1st. Now, this is going to end up hurting a lot of cat cafes.
I think I have an idea
of
what they are.
I'm not sure if you've ever heard of a cat cafe, have you?
No. No.
To know?
No.
No? Okay, please, please.
No, I think you just
explain.
Should tell us.
All right, as far as your... No.
Fine,
okay,
I'm not
going to
play the game.
You please tell me, and then I will tell you.
I know, I'm no fun right now.
Okay,
you got all dramatic and serious, and now you're trying to change it.
What fun is it then? It was actually funny when I read this news article that I had just seen a cat cafe on An Idiot Abroad, which is Carl Pilkington, who's part of the Ricky Gervais show. And basically, in Japan, there are these cafes that people go to, you know, have coffee, have tea, but also pet cats. That's all it is. Yeah. No. You go there, and their busiest time is when people get off work, and they go there to relieve stress by having tea and coffee and then just petting cats. You pay to pet cats. It's as simple as that. The trouble is that most of these cat cafes stay open till 10 p.m. However, now with this new law, they're going to have to put all the cats away at 8 p.m. You're going to have
this
a lot of stressed out people
though.
For 2 hours
I mean,
tonight.
And you being a cat owner and me being a dog owner.
Can't pet any
but
cats.
Half the time when I'm over there, little shit has nothing to do with me or you. So how do they get these cats to let these people pet them all the time? I mean, I know cats.
There's a lot of cats there. Like this, the episode that I saw, he was going to end up walking Mount Fuji, which he surprisingly did. But, you know, Ricky has him do all this other shit on his way to that. And one of those was going into, well, the first thing was going to the cat cafe, and there was literally like 20 cats. Different breeds, so, you know, long hairs, minks, not minks. Yeah. Is that? I think, yeah. All different kinds of cats. And so I guess you go up to the cat. Sometimes they don't want anything to do with you, but they're there. And you know that, though it
well,
doesn't
see, but
happen
I prefer
all the
that
time,
because I'm a dog person,
that sometimes
and dog people want to pet
little
things
shit
all
can't
the time.
Get enough of you either.
Any way you want to take that. Anyway. So, I mean, a little shit likes me, but she doesn't like me with Taj. She does not like my beast at all. Yeah, well, we're going to force them to like each other. That's just an interesting concept, because it's something that would never fly
yet
in the United States.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think
that's
so.
That's true, too.
But the only thing I couldn't find in the story is, how does this affect, you know, people walking dogs? You know, just random cats out in the street? Are there going to be, like, you know, the old cartoon stereotype
I mean,
of a
could be another way
old
to create
truck
jobs.
Going around with the guy with a net just going and
I mean,
scooping
because
up
you
dogs?
Would have, you know, if you
are
wanted
they gonna have
to
do that
strictly trick? Enforce it that way, then of course you do. I mean, you have to
that's true.
Get those trucks that's and true. The cages, and then, you know, you do have to hire the people to go out and clean up the streets. And if they did that, because I mean, anybody who actually owned the animal would, of course, have them inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how you walk them. I mean, at least there are piddle pads and like a gazillion other things for indoor potty use.
Yes.
But then it would be a way to clear the streets of stray animals.
True.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. I just thought that was very interesting. And on to other news. Ricardo Sergio Freire de Barros, you say that five times fast, was arrested in the northeastern UK city of Recife, I believe, for trying to open a bank account by using a fake using an ID containing a fake signature of Joe Pedro dos Santos, a fingerprint, and a picture of Jack Nicholson. I never thought of Jack Nicholson really looking all that. I would think dos Santos would be Spanish, literally Spain, but I don't know. Maybe. And my favorite, I've decided to also put an end to the story, the only story that I originally had for our Valentine's Day show that I wanted to keep, but we don't need to hear about Colombian priests who hire hitmen to kill themselves. If you do, search it up on AP. It's just too long and not that interesting. However, I think I can close with a very interesting, very wrong news story.
Okay.
A Washington naturally dead, and there's nothing dead.
Oh, okay, well,
yet. Well, there is something dead in the story, but we'll get to that. A Washington, D.C. charter school teacher is fired after assigning his third grade teachers violent math problems that he downloaded from homeschoolingparadise.com. And the guy who put the story together actually went on to homeschoolingparadise.com, and actually I would suggest you all go do that yourself because we've got some interesting math problems here. Here I took three that I thought were very, very interesting. Math problem number one. I was sleeping one night when a hungry vampire sucked 3,652 liters of blood from me and 1,865 liters of blood from my little brother.
Our children,
how much blood did the hungry vampire drink that night?
I'm not allowed in public schools.
Do you know?
I don't know the answer.
Well, this is true. If you think that's weird, it just gets weirder. I took a nap, and everything seems to have to do with sleeping. I don't know why. I took a nap in a bog one day and woke up screaming with 3,796 leeches, 2,910 fleas, and 1,044 vampire bats were stuck to
Why
my bald head
they were
drinking
dying
my blood in ecstasy.
You don't know if they're actually
how many bloodthirsty
you know, happy
bloodsuckers
about it.
Were dining on my head.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying
it's
just
part
it's
of the question. I don't know. I made none of this up, which makes it even odder.
Just somebody
yes. Well, you think that's odd? Wait till you hear the last question. John's father gave him 1,359 marbles on his birthday. That's a good present, don't you think? You want to know what John did with those? Well, let me tell you. John swallowed 585 marbles and died. That's right. He died. However, 9 of John's friends came for his funeral the next day. John's grieving father gave the remaining marbles to John's friends in equal numbers. How many marbles did each friend get? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to applaud homeschoolingparadise.com putting an interesting spin on math.
Yay.
And that was naturally dead wrong news.
Back to take a look at the news.
Nope.
We already took a look at the news, George.
Sure you did,
can
but
you,
I didn't
you
catch
name
it.
That last voice?
Oh.
I gave you a hint.
Didn't you give me?
George Carlin. Good guy. Okay. So let's see where we want to go to next. I think we should just go ahead and knock out that Mad Lib. You know, it's only been close to, let's see, it wasn't the
Nobody
sixth
wanted
that we
to
did
play
it.
With
it was the episode before. So it's actually been since January 30th, since we originally proposed this. Nobody. And I can't accept that. From now on, when we give you a job,
please.
When we give you something we need help with, please, damn it, help us. So what you needed was 9 nouns, 1 adverb, 2 verbs ending in ing, and 2 adjectives. So are you ready to receive your nouns, verbs,
I need a noun
and adverb?
Get another noun.
Okay. Lucas.
A noun.
Email.
A noun.
Guys.
Adverb.
Patriots.
You should tell people you got some of the fill-ins from Dave.
Quickly. This is true, yes, before we started. Well, first, I got most of our words from Tommy's comments, because he sent us 2 comments on through Podomatic, and thank you, Tommy, for being the only one who has gotten in touch with us so far as commenting on the show. I appreciate it greatly. So we used the combinations of the words that were actually in his comments, like I told you we would if we didn't get any responses.
Okay. Noun.
As well as some help from good old Dave before we started recording.
Again?
Today.
You can't use the same Bill.
Patriots.
Verb ending in ing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bill? No. Yep.
Noun.
Listening.
Verb ending in ing.
iTunes.
Noun.
Trying.
Noun.
Book.
Adjective.
Pope.
Noun.
Cell phone.
Last is adjective. Okay. So we'll...
Cold.
Just going to say that. We did office.
All right, so
speak.
What was our subject?
Because I had office.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So it was called office speak. Are you ready for the math?
Very nice.
Okay. You're going to thrive in the corporate Lucas world. You'll have to talk the email and walk the guys. Office speak has subtle meanings. When you greet a coworker at the Patriots cooler, you should say, "Hey, working hard or quickly working?" This establishes you as a Bills player. Ha ha.
Very nice.
Hold on.
A Bills player should not be drinking at the Patriots cooler, I must say.
When your boss wants to make sure you're listening the same way she is, she'll say, "I just want to make sure you're on the same iTunes." When it's time to start a project, you don't say, "Let's begin." You say, "Let's get the ball trying." When your boss has nothing better to do, she'll call just to touch book. She may also tell you to think outside the Pope. This is her way of asking you to come up with a dark idea so that she
should
can
definitely
take credit
think outside
for
the
it.
Pope.
Finally, when you complain that she stole your dark idea, be prepared to hear there's no I in cell phone. Which is true. And no one says life is cold. And that is our Mad Libs. Finally, our Mad Libs. I do too. It was pretty
very
funny.
Good. You know what? I think it worked out well. It had a little rough starting, but
that it
once
did.
We hit the Bills drinking the Patriot cooler, it started rolling on all eights. So I do have to thank Tommy, and I guess with that I should go ahead and read the second comment we got from him. Which, I mean, it's not really all that meaningful as far as the episode goes, except for the fact that I think he's a little confused. And not his fault. In all caps, mind you, so I'm yelling. Having trouble getting the newest podcast. My iTunes will not let me subscribe. That's it. Tommy, I'm sorry. I don't think you're really having trouble getting another episode. How do I say this? Because there wasn't one.
Which we should clarify that it's because mostly you who's
we're
moody.
Lazy and moody. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, since people probably think that's typically a woman
thing.
Damn
right it is. Mm. Better come to love it. Never! Let's see. I know you've got some beauty news, but don't know. Yeah, let's just go ahead and take care of that now, and then...
Oh, now it's me.
We'll get to my adventurous drive home. So now, beauty news with Miss Chanel.
Oh, that would be nice.
Which hopefully,
something that doesn't
next
scare
episode,
me like the news
I'm gonna have
one
you
does.
Some beauty news
nice.
Transition music.
well,
I'll definitely be loud.
Comforting.
I can make
so
you
people
no promises.
People should know that for some
frightened.
Reason I'm going through a Jersey Shore phase in my life. I don't know why this is happening. And more or less this came about because I got a spray tan last
Christ.
Night.
Oh, yeah, that's
which you know about. And they're good. I like them. I ended up going with a medium, a number two, if you will, this time. Ended up a little darker, a little oranger. Yeah. And so that led me to figure out what DHA is, because they use DHA as their colorant, what gives you the nice, lovely pigment that you are. And pretty much all that DHA is, because I feel like anybody who uses any form of sunless tanner has DHA in it. It depends on the ratio of DHA that's in the product, depending on if it's one that you buy at the drugstore over the counter, or if it's one like I did, which is considered a professional sunless tanner, which is I went and got the Mystic Tan. So that's in the booth, and that's considered a professional tanning. So the percentage of DHA in that is higher. And so all DHA is it's often a derivative from plant sources such as sugar beets and sugar cane, and it's through fermenting it, which gives it a natural ingredient for the sunless tanning. So it's what gives you your color overall. But what people need to know about DHA is it's actually pretty safe. The one thing you have to be careful about is that after you do sunless tanning, you should not go out in the sun that much. You should, you know, should cover up, wear long sleeves, wear a hat, things like that for a good 24 to 72 hours. And the reason why is that it opens your pores as well as affects your skin to be to accept more exposure of the free radicals in the environment, which of course causes aging, skin cancer, and numerous other things. But that effect wears off, of course, after the activation properties of getting darker, because it's supposed to be a gradual tan. It gets darker in 4 to 24 hours. Then you're at your full max color potential with that DHA product. But that over time, you know, that once basically the chemical wears off, it's safe to go back out in the sun and it doesn't affect your skin any further. That's something to know about sunless tanning if you want to go through a snooky phase like me. But there's something else that I think mostly women. I mean, it does affect men when
very
it comes
nice.
To like body lotions, body washes, skincare products, is that people need to know that there's a lot of things in their products that especially that aren't even allowed in like European countries, Canada, the UK, that are actually allowed in the cosmetic products in the United States. And one of the sites I found, which of course is making me question why I even found this site, considering most of my makeup is considered toxic. It is. I do have a lot of it, but also the brands. Since when I first started this, I wasn't as conscious about the toxins and the things that I put on my body, as opposed to, because we all assume that it's on the surface. Well, of course, the skin's the largest organ on our body. So if you go to www.ewg.org, the cool thing is you can put in your product name and hit go, and it'll tell you everything which that's in their cosmetic database. As well as it gives you different myths about products, as well as different ingredients to watch out for, because there's actually some pretty severe ones in these cosmetics that make me, you know. But I think the one thing that a lot of people need to know is that the government needs to put harsher laws on these companies, because I don't think a lot of people understand that if a cosmetic company consider something to be a trade secret of that product, they are not required by law to list it as an ingredient. So there are things that you don't even know are in that product, you know, in the product. Also, other things hide under the term fragrance.
Right.
They can put fragrance on because it's usually a minimal amount. But some of them are carcinogens, very toxic. They cause cancer.
Oh, yeah.
They can make women infertile. They can make them, you know, boys infertile when the women have them. And so there's just a lot of harsh things in the cosmetics. So I think that's very important for people to know. The FDA does not regulate these products either. Yes, I think it's very important. So I think
basically be knowledgeable about the shit you go put on your body.
Safe
right.
soaps, I guess. Really just got soap. I got one for you, too. Congratulations. well, yes, because I've decided that I think you should do this with me.
Yay,
like
another
one. Of those great things. I make you an activist in one day, and I'm going to make you part of my 30-day experiment. Aren't you excited? I'm sure all these people are excited. They're at the edge of their seat.
It should be interesting.
Well,
I'm sure they are. The
experiment can't happen, of course, until I get the
not
product.
Not as excited
in,
as I am. Two thumbs up.
And that you would get yours to use. So,
well,
but once we get them to not use the products we currently have for 30 days and to see if we feel any better. Did you say no?
No.
Or most of them, anyway. We're going to start slow and change out one product. No. I bought a body wash. I figure we can change out our one body wash and see if we feel any better, if we feel like the effects are better, our overall health is better. You can give me your, you can give up your body wash, can't you? I mean, granted, I think.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I am. Oh, it's.
Oh, yeah. I'm not addicted to Denali Old Spice.
I got
spice.
You peppermint or tea tree oil.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be tough on you.
For now.
It's okay.
But God, I think you're going to take everything away from me.
Body spray.
And I was trying to mold you into such a pretty boy. I'm just thinking that, you know, it's something that we should be aware of and that, you know. Cleansing your skin is so important, so I figure we should, you know, find environmentally safe, human safe, animal safe, 100% biodegradable products to use. I feel like we need to, you know, we're going to do this, Lucas. We're going to do this. I've already ordered the products, so this is going to happen.
Okay.
So that's my news. I think that more women, more men even, because it comes down to body lotions and body washes, even deodorant, toothpaste, all that stuff. Because, you know, you even inhale a lot of these products and people don't understand, you know, how toxic that is. We can change the laws. We can get this Joseph Kony out of Africa and prosecuted. And we can do better with our cosmetics.
All right. So, pretty much the last thing I had was a very eventful drive from Chanel's apartment about 3 weeks ago when we had, I don't know how much you had at the time. What do you say? Probably 3-4 inches when I left.
I told you to leave early.
Maybe not
during
even that
the
much.
Daylight.
But it was snowing pretty hard. And I know. Well, you know me. I enjoy driving in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I actually enjoy. However, I've never driven such a far distance in the snow before. And a trip which normally takes me 2 hours and 15 minutes took me 4 hours and 20 minutes. Yeah. So, on my way down now, and one thing to keep in mind is the fact that 90 miles of it is straight interstate. So, you've got lots of traffic where, like, 2 or 3 lanes have come down into one, then you'll have your jackasses trying to make nice, or trying to make their own lane over in the, you know, non-driven in lanes, which is always fun. And, now from Chanel's place to Richmond, which is the next major city, is about 40 miles, give or take. And then from Richmond to when I get off the interstate, it's another maybe 50 miles, maybe. So during my close to 90-mile drive on the interstate, there were exactly, as far as I counted, 26 people that had gotten in accidents, gotten their cars stuck, some in very funny positions. Some I'm not even sure how they got it there. On the side of the road, in medians, down in ditches. 26 in this 90-mile trek. But what I found most fascinating were 21 of those were within the first 40 miles. So you're averaging one accident every 2 miles. Well, kind of, yeah. For the simple fact that all of the people that were stuck, I'm not, let's say 90%, I think is actually accurate. 90% are people driving vehicles
that technically should
be able to handle snow. Four-wheel drive vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two reasons. One that we said, because they get overconfident.
Well, they drive an SUV.
And then they
speed. I mean, that might alienate some of our audience. I don't want to do that.
My other reason is they're jackasses.
I mean, most people who get those really weird looking SUVs are not very nice people. Well, they're probably nice people. They're one of those people that when they get behind the wheel of a car, they think that they own the road.
Oh.
Granted, I get behind the wheel of my Honda, and I better own the road.
Oh, no doubt. And I get behind my Ford and I kind of share the road with everybody. Say, go ahead, drive in front of me. I'm good in the back. I'm okay.
Cause it's gonna get worse.
Heaven forbid.
Oh, I'll drive everywhere.
When we grow older, when I drive, we're never getting anywhere. We're going to go 25 on the interstate. It's going to be great. The most fascinating vehicle that had an accident was actually the last vehicle I saw before I hit Richmond.
Oh, that's impressive.
Which was actually a snowplow. Turned itself on its side. Yeah. I don't know how you managed to do that. Especially, well, once again, they were, I guess, putting down salt and plowing the road on the non-driven on side, but somehow they managed to veer off to the left and just keep on veering because their vehicle was like I don't know what degree you would say, like probably 90 degree angle. No, 90 is would be straight up. About 45 degree angle on its side. It's not completely tipped over, but it's just kind of like hanging there because it's got trees it's now being supported by, kind of. But yeah, that was the most interesting wreck or accident. Also, there was a total of 2 trees that had fallen down in the middle of the interstate. Well, that was fun. So I have to drive over into the ditch a little bit and risk it, but very fun times driving 30 miles an hour. Well, 25 to 30 mile an hour on a 70 mile an hour road going, okay, I need to stop.
But if we would have just listened to our girlfriend and left earlier.
Gotta keep going. Yeah.
Yes, but at the same time, you would have been home quicker and safer.
I would have been sadder, quicker. Well, I was still safe. I never had any doubt.
I don't know who those people are.
Unlike some other people on the road. I don't know. But that's it. That's all I got. I thought it was going to be a much, much longer show for being
sure
out after
ready
a month.
You know,
but
just, you know, they were like, shut up.
I think
up
we packed
already.
A lot of information into a small window of time.
Email
yeah.
us.
So
and
basically,
comment,
we want to just remind you
tweet.
To email us. You think we're doing a terrible thank for wonderful. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give us
an email.
And you
can tweet us
at naturallydeadwrongpodcast@yahoo.com. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn you. And you can always find us on Facebook at naturally/dead/wrong.
We'll be your real, yes, we'll be your real friends.
Find us,
so.
Friend us.
Don't forget to check out our friend D's podcast.
I want to be your buddy. Will you be my neighbor? Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Check out his blog at Devour the Blog. Check out his Devour the Podcast, which you can find on iTunes by searching Devour the Blog.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, anybody out there who also likes wrestling like us,
and
go
I'll
ahead and send in
them.
Your predictions. I'll seal them, I'll put them away, and I'll save them for when we all get our predictions on during the, that's right, the March 26th episode of Naturally Dead Wrong Podcast.
Bye-bye.
So with that,
bye-bye.
I say adieu.
Au revoir.
And hopefully
ciao.
We'll see you next week.
Arrivederci.
Bye-bye. Ta-ta. So long. Love you, Drusang.
Probably none of our listeners.
Oh, by the way.
Yet, but I'm going to learn.
Does anybody out there
Portuguese.
Speak Urdu?
We should have all of our listening audience learn Urdu.
There you go.
And then we can do an entire show in Urdu.
That's right. We must all learn the Pakistani language of Urdu. We will have an Urduian episode.
that black mass is. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning. And hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. World stops turning. Yes, is where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. Hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh!